For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. The Missouri House overwhelmingly passed a measure yesterday that forgives federal unemployment overpayments for some residents. But State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll says the discussion turned a bit heated when considering whether to put the law into effect immediately.
Some Republicans didn't want an emergency clause. They said in conversation with the Department of Labor and the governor's office, they learned there wouldn't be enough time to get paperwork and training done. Plus, they said both entities agreed to stop trying to collect the money. But Representative Peter Meredith, a Democrat from St. Louis, wasn't having it. He says this gives Governor Mike Parson total authority.
If we take this emergency clause off of this, we aren't making him do anything. It's back in his power to decide whatever the hell he wants to do. And he's already shown us what he wants to do. Collect this money back and punish the people that received it.
Parson says he's receptive to the proposal, but won't commit to a, quote, blanket forgiveness plan. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
MU plans to demolish 8 buildings and return 2 museums to campus, at least temporarily, as a part of the first phase of its space reduction and strategic relocation plan, according to an announcement yesterday morning. The Columbia Missourian reports that some of the buildings include the Columbia Professional Building, Neff Annex, and Reed Hall, among others. The buildings are in the process of being vacated, and after that, MU will take bids for the demolition process. No employees lost their jobs as a result of the plan. For weeks, St. Louis and Kansas City residents have said they're not getting their fair share of coronavirus vaccines. Yesterday, Governor Mike Parson said he's going to ramp up supply in those areas. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll says this comes as the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine becomes available.
Parson doubled down on the state's approach to vaccine distribution. He says it's all done by population, and those in urban areas are getting their equitable share, just like rural areas. But there have been mass vaccination events in rural areas where doses are going to waste, while those eligible to get the shot in St. Louis can't even get an appointment. Parson says he now recognizes this is because those who live in rural areas are less likely to want the vaccine.
Starting next week, we will begin transitioning mass vaccination teams to accommodate more events in Region A, which is the Kansas City region, and Region C in the St. Louis region.
Parson says there will be 2 teams in Kansas City, while 3 teams will work in St. Louis. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Ameren's nuclear power plant in Callaway County is still not operating 2 months after an unplanned shutdown. Ameren, Missouri official Barry Cox said the utility decided to replace a significant component at the plant after a generator issue caused the shutdown February 18th. He says the component has to be manufactured, installed, and tested before the Callaway Energy Center is brought back online. The plant experienced 3 unplanned shutdowns, also known as SCRAMs, in the last 3 quarters of 2020. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.